Okay, here's a little follow-up on what I had just uploaded, and unfortunately, I wish I could have included with the rendering of the South American ditching the dollar. And I just happened to come across this. In Costa Rica, dollar collapses and prices remain high. Okay, imagine that. Wow, because I've been keeping my eye on this for months because I want to get my money out of dollars and get them into colones, because the dollar is collapsing. I've been reporting on this for years, and I still will report on this, fortunately or unfortunately. So here we go. The dollar exchange has fallen 32 colones so far this year. In the last 7 months, has gone from a high in June. This is supposed to be 2022. This guy kind of messed that up. Of almost 700 to below 600 at the beginning of the month, to around 560 today. May, April, in June, yes, it was up to 700, and I suddenly go, wow, man, that's crazy. Anyway, it is a serious problem here, and how this kind of translates, if you're coming down here as a tourist and you want to exchange your dollars for colones to buy souvenirs, well, you're not going to get as much colones for your dollar as you did months ago or even last year. So this guy here, you have to take it with a grain of Himalayan salt. He is funded, the Q Costa Rica, he is funded by NED and USAID. I accused him of it several times and he wouldn't answer me, which means I was right. And then I had a friend go question him that actually knows him, that bought pizza from him every weekend from a pizza store. So I know this guy is spreading the propaganda. So I think the purpose of this article here is to soften the blow of reality. Okay, the exchange rate, see this thing is supposed to highlight. The exchange rate has an indirect impact on inflation. In a country that imports most of what it consumes, the foreign currency exchange rate places upward or downward pressure on the final cost to the consumer. Now, this is part of the CAFTA agreement, the Central America Free Trade Agreement. It's called TLC down here, in a country that imports most of what it consumes. This is the whole scam, con job of the free trade agreement, is to import more things from global corporations than produce the stuff within your country, because they don't like people having chickens and laying their own eggs. You know, they want control of that kind of stuff. They don't want people to raise their own chickens for food and pigs and cows and stuff like that. So pass through effect, like I said, I'll leave the link in here. You can read this at your leisure. All these effing Google ads are on there, which I got rid of. You can see, you know, hey, outdoor produce fairs, man, they're popular down here. People can get some good produce and good products in that sense. So once again, I'll leave this link up there, and I just wanted to bring this to your attention because the follow-up of what I had just uploaded. Okay, let's go to the currency counter here. One U.S. dollar to Costa Rican colones. Right now, today, what is this? January 25th? Oh, it's somebody special's birthday today. One U.S. dollar will yield you 550 colones, 0.431, a bunch of decimal stuff, okay? And you can see here over the trend, December 27th to January 25th, 1 month, the big decline here in the exchange rate, dollar to colony. Goes 60 days, once again, a pretty big decline going down, because back in April, May, and June, it was up at 700. Now we're showing 594, so on and so forth. 90 day, once again. So I've been keeping my eye on this. I wish I would have exchanged my dollars to colones, but I've just been doing it in the past week because I do feel that it is going to drop some more. You can see the average here, 550, 576, which is really unusual, a 21 colony difference. But this is how the banks make their money. Basically, how this is interpreted is if you have a dollar, okay, if you have a dollar and you want to exchange it for colones, you'll get 550 colones out of it. If you have colones and want to buy a dollar, it's going to cost you 576 colones. And this is where the banks make their money, by playing around with the different exchange rates, whether you're going from dollars to colones or colones to dollars. So there you have a little lesson on the exchange rates of colones and dollars, and this is going on around the world too in a lot of monetary units in different countries. But the big thing is, once again, the dollar's collapsing. That's the headline here. They're pretty much saying here, the Costa Rican dollar collapses and prices remain high. Yes, I have seen coffee's higher, eggs are almost doubled. A lot of main stuff that people use for living off of and consuming regularly as part of the culture here has gone up. And we can, a lot of this we can thank CAFTA for these outrageous prices going on. So there you go. Like I said, it's a follow-up of something I just uploaded a little while ago, and I wish I would have included it, but here we go, a separate unit of this. Pura Vida.